Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice and be glad. Psalms 118:24 in the New International Version. The musical Oklahoma has one of my favorite opening numbers entitled, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, in which the main character, Curly, comes singing to Aunt Eller and is taking such delight and pleasure in what a beautiful morning and day it is. His infectious joy in this opening number spreads on when he compares all the sounds of the earth to music, even saying that he feels the day is so beautiful that the sounds of nature are coming alive and sharing this joy, with even the old weeping willow laughing at him. While we may be so caught up in the happenings of our day-to-day lives, I feel that Curly's infectious joy and appreciation for what a beautiful morning and beautiful day are surrounding him are attitudes that we can strive to hold and be thankful for. If there's any one thing I would like to challenge you to do today, it's this. Take a moment to examine your surroundings and appreciate what a beautiful morning, or depending on what time this message should reach you, what a beautiful day you have found yourself in. And take joy and gladness in this day that the Lord has made while giving yourself a bit of respite from the happenings and responsibilities of your day-to-day life. And now, let us pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you have made. Help us remember to take a moment and appreciate the beauty of each day in the midst of our day-to-day lives. May this appreciation help us find small seeds of joy in even our most troubling moments. Amen. This devotion was written and recorded by Grace Jonas. Thank you for listening, and have a beautiful day.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, CHURCH.ORG.